Welcome to Tire Tracks, a Banyan Technology podcast driving the logistics industry. And now your host, Patrick Escolas.
Hey everybody, it's Patrick Escolas here, your favorite podcast host with Banyan Tire Tracks, still downtown Cleveland at the Hilton for our first ever Banyan Connect 2022 Users Conference. I'm really excited. I have Kevin Huntsman with me from Mastio, and thank you for being here, Kevin. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
Thank you. And first question, this one's real easy. What is Mastio?
So Mastio is a market research company.
Okay.
We focus specifically in the logistics industry around less than truckload and truckload studies. So what we do is we interview shippers.
Okay.
And when we talk to those shippers, we capture their perception of the carriers that they use. Then what we do is we bring all that data together and build reports that we provide to the carriers that allows them to improve their services for those shippers that they work with on an annual basis.
That's awesome. Now, are you going and finding specific shippers? They come into you? What does that look like?
So we actually do everything by telephone, so all okay. of our data collection. So we've just finished the 18th edition of this study. So we have 18 nice. Years of data. So during that time frame, we've really refined our database of who we talk to relative to, say, larger type shippers. We do get a bit of the smaller,
right.
but we're really focusing on those larger shippers that deal primarily and directly with carriers.
And what are you trying to glean from that?
It's a good question. What we're really trying to glean is how can the carriers offer a better experience?
Okay.
So the way I really think about Mastio, having been there for 26 years, is we're a lot like J.D. Power.
All right.
So J.D. Yeah. Power measures how do you feel the airlines perform? How do you feel the car performs? We're asking, how do you feel that this LTL carrier perform?
Now, within that, are you putting a stamp of approval on carriers then?
You know, we do actually. We do have a Mastio Quality Award mm-hmm. across the different segments, whether it's a national carrier or overall. And a quick story for that, Old Dominion Freight Lines
yep.
is obviously a very big LTL carrier.
I know that name.
Yeah, I'm sure most people do. So they just finished number one. In okay. our national LTL carrier segment of the LTL study, and they'll yep. be running a full-page ad in the Wall Street Journal on Tuesday.
With that tag on it.
Nice. And if you see the Old Dominion Freight Lines commercial with all the college mascots, they mentioned that they're the number one national LTL carrier, and my company's name is down in the bottom right. So it's small, but it's big.
But it's there.
Yeah, it's big.
We made it.
That's right. We did.
So you say you've been doing this for 18 years now.
Yes.
Now tell me from that 18-year perspective, we'll get into a little more granular questions mm-hmm. there, but what's changed?
The carriers have changed, obviously. Who is in the business? Mm-hmm. Some like New England Motor Freight a few years ago dropped out. Central Freight, I believe, was it last year? They went under. Mm-hmm. So there's been different carriers over the course of time. I think some of the bigger change that we're going to see are companies like Knight Swift buying AAA Cooper,
yeah.
also buying Midwest Motor Express. So my question is, are they done? My guesstimate is no, mm-hmm. that there's still other options out there. I think there's a lot of money on the sidelines from private equity
okay.
to look at carriers
right.
as well. So I think that's the big shift. And I think the other shift for carriers, and you guys are a perfect example of this, is the migration to technology, the mm-hmm. embracing technology, where if you think about carriers 15, 18 years ago, it's all by the gut. There was no technology. So what they've done is they have leveraged this technology and utilized it in their business. And that's where companies like Banyan have been very successful and offered an incredible service to the industry.
Now, across the board, is just by automating, does that raise their rank per se, or it doesn't always work out that way? It
doesn't always work out that way. There's still the human component.
Okay.
So you really still have that people factor to it. So we talked during the discussion about different levels of importance for the various attributes
yeah.
and the pickup. Delivery consistent is always up at the top.
And I was going to say rates was
number
like
seven. Yeah, number
yeah, which
seven.
Which is probably crazy to everybody because we're Banyan,
yeah,
lowest
I know,
rate.
I know.
Yeah.
But what it goes down to is if my rate and your rate are the same, what's the differentiator?
Right.
So who am I going to do business with? So the person that's easy to do business with that offers a good customer experience is typically those companies that'll win out.
And I like that. So we've looked at that kind of from a broad perspective from 18 years. So past 12, 18 months,
mm-hmm.
Been crazy to put
it
crazy. In a very mild way. What have you seen from the data points and from interviewing shippers?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. So what we saw in 21 versus 20, we saw a very significant decline in the perception of the carriers. So we measure about 30 different attributes, and the industry average on every one of those attributes declined in 2021.
Okay.
People were unhappy.
And is that accurate based on what the carriers doing, or it's just what was available at the time?
It's really accurate because it was how the shippers perceive that relationship with the carrier and their pain points.
Gotcha. So it's very real to them, whether or not it was real to them.
It was very real to them. And we do think there was a lot of validity around it. As we look at the data that just came out earlier this week, only 20% of the attributes declined from 2021. So they're actually getting back to those 2019, 2020 levels, really 2019 levels of performance coming out of the pandemic.
Or they might actually be smiling when the carrier rep comes by.
Maybe a little bit. I think so much of it has to do with who has the power in pricing.
Yeah.
That's really so much of
it. As that shifts, you'll see more.
You do. You see the perception and the happiness level move with that.
So we talked about past 12 to 18 months, Q4 here. Looking into 2023, what do we see for the next year? Are you going to see a jump in, you know, how people perceive carriers? Are we going to see is Old Dominion going to lose their title they just got?
Or you know, I don't know. That's a good question. I think they're always worried every year that they get to keep that. And it's the carriers, the shippers make that decision based on their input.
Right.
I think Matt spoke from Yellow this morning, did a really nice job, talked about the lack of drivers.
Yeah.
And I mean, you hear embargoes in certain lanes because carriers don't have drivers. So
and that has to affect the product.
Oh, it has to affect the product. It does. And what you don't want is if you're that carrier that has to have that embargo, you don't want to lose that customer forever. You want them to come back. And I think that's the challenge as well.
And what is a carrier going to do in that situation?
Yellow's doing a good job with their driver schools.
Okay.
Being very proactive. And I know other carriers are doing it as well. I think Yellow's been very upfront about it. It's worked. Right. And I think it's one way to go create your own supply.
Gotcha. Now, you know, we're here with Banyan and we're talking about that. How is Mastio and Banyan going to work together for someone to be worthwhile?
Yeah, no, that's a really good question. We talked about that today for a while with Brian and in a roundtable. And I think there's some data that we have that can complement the work that you all do.
Mm-hmm.
So Brian talked about some 1.0 ideas around that. So it's something that him and I will continue to talk, and we'd be delighted to work with a company like Banyan.
So really, it's going to be up to the development to do the work, but we'll come up with the ideas.
Hey, there you go. I'm great at ideas. I just don't want to do the implementation when it comes to programming.
Don't worry. They're far. They can't hear us
okay,
right
good,
now.
Yeah, okay, good.
No, but that's awesome. And that, like you were saying, that you know, pricing being on the low, and then what should a carrier do? What do they need to do to get higher in that list that maybe they're not doing right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not just listen and look at our data, but talk to their customers. Talk to their reps. What are the challenges that they're seeing when they're out there meeting with customers? Mm-hmm. And I think as a carrier, have the technology that makes it easier for you to do business with them. When you acquire another carrier, integrate it into the system very quickly. So I think that's one of the key points. But at the end of the day,
pretty straightforward.
It is pretty straightforward, but it's very, very difficult.
It's hard to execute on.
It's very
after
hard.
You get that feedback, what can you do with it?
Yeah, what can you do with it? And you've got to, I always say, pick the low-hanging fruit first. What's easy to fix?
I'm in sales.
What's fast to fix is what I say. Then after that, how do you integrate these different types of things into your organization?
Mm-hmm.
And Old Dominion is a good example. Another good example is Averitt, based out of Cookeville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
They're a wonderful company. They've got a great culture, and they have a culture that starts at the top around the concern for the customer. And if it's not at the executive level, it's never going to make its way down into the front line.
That's a fair point. And with that, would you say that historically, those that don't do well on the perceived carrier, what would the word be for?
Just the quality attributes that we measure would probably be a good word.
So with those quality attributes, if they're low on that, could they also still be successful, or is it usually correlated?
Well, they can. That's a really, really good question. They can. They can be what we call a low cost or almost an economic option.
Mm-hmm.
Low cost, low benefit.
Gotcha.
So like a Dollar Tree is a good example. So,
Spirit Air. You won't like the ride, but they'll get you there.
They'll get you there. They may charge you 30 different times for the things you carry on the plane.
Yeah.
But no, you can make money and be in that position. Now, I think long term, you generate more customer loyalty with a more, not with an economic product, but something that aligns with your cost relative to the level of service that you provide.
So when you're talking to us with Banyan, you're talking about putting that in front of not only the shipper, but maybe the broker. Do carriers work with you to try to better themselves or see where they fit? From reading the reports, but actively work with you?
There's a lot of work, a lot of time. That's what I've been doing the last hour, scheduling calls to review. And I try to go on site to every carrier.
Right.
Now that we're hopefully out of COVID, I can continue all those trips. Yeah, but no, it's a process that is ongoing through the year, mm-hmm. and that we're constantly working with them and finding ways to carve out the data and look at it by region, by terminal, et cetera.
I was going to say, so that perception, is that kind of from an overall in the carrier, or are they giving you data on lane to lane?
We don't really get into that on this particular project. Mm-hmm. We can on what we call a more proprietary type project.
Gotcha.
With this study, it's wide open, yeah, and everybody can see all the ratings for everyone and all the open-ended comments. So anything proprietary, we manage outside of that fence.
Understood.
Of that type of study.
No, and so from what I'm hearing, like, you're picking up the phone, you're going in person, and so you've got a lot of data, mm-hmm. but it's kind of all hinged on the human element. So getting analytics even from people.
Yeah,
so that's huge. And I like that. I'm a person that has to pick up the phone.
Me too. Oh, yeah.
Cold calling ain't dead.
No, it's not. Never will be.
We want it to be.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen.
Just answer the email.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good luck.
No. But that's been really good for me. And so as far as giving me where Mastio plays, what do you see in 5 years from now? Kind of from logistics, but also where might Mastio be?
Well, and that's a good question as well. Somebody asked today if we do work in the 3PL space. We will move that way. We also do work global.
And that makes sense. That's kind of organic.
Yeah, it is. And part of it us is that we have 25 employees.
Okay.
I don't want to be a 100-employee company. So it's managed growth that makes sense for us. And
sustainable growth
that makes sense. And really, we like partnering with our existing clients on doing other projects as well.
Okay.
But we do like the idea of another study around the 3PL piece.
That'd be awesome. I mean, because we've got, like I said, we have the shippers, the 3PLs, the brokers. Yeah. If they play in the space, we help them. It sounds like you've got a great tool to help make those decisions, which kind of fits within that Banyan toolbox there. So I don't have as many other questions. So if I'm leaving you here and you got one shot to tell anybody who's listening or anyone in the logistics space, what would that be?
You know what I would tell people, and you'll laugh at this, but I would say if Mastio calls you and wants to get your feedback, please take the 15 minutes. It's once a year. We'd appreciate your time, because the time you give us, that data does go to the carriers. They do leverage that information to provide a better experience.
Answer the phone for Mastio.
That's right. Thank you.
They also have the extended car warranty for you.
Yeah, there you go. I promise we won't have that.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Tire Tracks. Watch for new episodes dropping monthly and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other podcast apps. For more information about Banyan Technology, visit banyantechnology.com.